Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadine Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.
Around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
All right, we head down to the final hour of the show here on Football Friday Night, along with our producer, Spencer Williams, and my co-host, Dan Pfeiffer. This is Chuck Freeman. Good to have you along here. Week 5 of Football Friday Night. Football Friday Night, God bless you. Good way to start the second hour of the show here.
Hey, there we go. We're getting out all the scores and all the sneezes.
Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Great sponsor of our show here. All right, why don't you continue on with the Northeastern scoreboard?
Just had to, you know, clear out the lungs and all of the nasal passages.
Well, you know, it's that time of year.
Indeed. Yes, in the north central part of the state where they are not sneezing right now. Although, if you have pollen issues, you might want to be careful around D.C. Everest. They are named the Evergreens. However, they are feeling very ever good right now because they defeated Marshfield tonight by the final score of 36-25 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Hoping to talk with Gene Delisio a little bit later about that one. Coleman got a victory at home over Shiocton by the final score of 50-6. And it was Medford defeating Lake in the Great Northern Conference. 40-8 was your final score as the Raiders moved to 4-1 on the season.
All right, let's get to the Milwaukee. Let's get to the Eau Claire lacrosse area. Eau Claire Regis played Thursday night football last night at good old Carson Park, and they beat Fall Creek 26-0 in the Clover Belt. In the Wisconsin Valley, Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial, former Big Rivers rivals, well, they played their game tonight as well, and Eau Claire North won that football game. We just got that score reported into us a short time ago. I see it's not on the big scoreboard here. Let's see where I can find it here. It's on one of our sheets. Yeah, we'll get back to it. We'll circle back to that. We'll have our reporter, Noah Schwartz, from iHeartRadio in Eau Claire calling in here in a little bit. Big Rivers, Wisconsin Valley crossover. Hudson defeats Chippewa Falls 21-14. Also the Big Rivers, Rice Lake 47-30 over Chippewa Falls. Cooley Conference, Aquinas defeated Luther 14-7, Derrylin, Pepa Alma, 38-34 in a score fest over Blair Taylor. Middle Border Conference, last check we had a halftime score, Prescott leading Somerset 22-16. Scenic Bluffs, Ithaca and Cashton in a big one tonight. Ithaca wins 42-7. Clover Belt, Mondovi rolls over Nielsville Granton 82-6.
There you have it. That's your scoreboard update. And week 5, Chuck, of the high school football season, as mentioned. A lot of 1-1 teams doing battle. In fact, we just got a score in from that part of the state as well. A thriller at Swanson Field. It was Lacrosse Logan defeating Onalaska 36-35 in overtime. So that was a battle of 1-1 teams. Onalaska falls to 1-2 in Mississippi Valley play, and a nice win for the Rangers of Lacrosse Logan.
All right, Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial. I found that score. North wins 26-16. These two teams used to be the Big Rivers. Now they're in the Valley Conference. Noah Schwartz, iHeartRadio in Eau Claire, a terrific station out there, where I started my radio career when I was in college, by the way. Noah Schwartz, along a line of great broadcasters on that station, including the great Mike Sullivan. 26-16 that Eau Claire North wins. Noah, tell me about this great intercity clash at Carson Park.
Absolutely. I hate to correct you. It was actually 28-16.
Oh, okay.
Eau Claire North beating Eau Claire Memorial in the Crosstown Showdown. Perhaps the final one ever played at Carson Park, with both of these schools building their own football stadiums on campus. But it was really a tale of the run game for both of these two teams. And really for Eau Claire North, they came out with 3 first quarter touchdowns, took a 21-0 lead, and they just ran the ball so effectively that there was really nothing that Memorial could do to keep up. They made it close, got 16 points, went for 2 twice in the second half and got it. But they could not keep up, as North only threw about 5 passes, the rest all on the ground.
Okay, very good, Noah. Noah Schwartz, right. North wins 28-16. Sad for me.
I was just going to say, Chuck, that's news to me that Carson Park is not going to be hosting high school football anymore at some point.
Yeah, I mean,
UW-Eau Claire plays some of its games,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But, you know, these two schools. They're building their own facility. I think there was some thing between the schools and the city that happened there. I don't know the complete background of that, but...
Well, and not only that, the Eau Claire Express plays their games there, too. Not on the football field, but there's a baseball diamond right next to it as well. So, a lot of use for that part.
It is.
But, yeah, Chuck, man, I'm thinking that's like where you're going to want your ashes spread someday.
Yes,
I know you love that
I mean,
place.
That's where I cut my teeth broadcasting there. High school football back in the 80s.
I was going to say in the 19th century, right?
Well,
Jeff?
Covering games for the great Mike Sullivan, like I said. All right, I had a chance to meet Colton Wilson earlier tonight from wisports.net. Does a great job for them. And he was at Greendale and Greenfield tonight, and that was the Quick Trip Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week. He came down, covered the game. Both teams are off the 2-0 starts in the Woodland Conference. But tonight it was all Greendale first half. Colton, terrific meeting you, my friend, and I see the trend continued. Greendale was up 35-7 at halftime, and they rolled 49-14. Greendale wins over Greenfield.
Yeah, great meeting you as well, Chuck. It was all Greendale tonight at your old alma mater. They came out, they scored on their first possession pretty dominantly, and then actually Greenfield was driving their first possession, but a fumble on a fourth down play led to Greendale fumble recovery, 70-yard touchdown, 14-0. Greendale scores again, and they actually had a chance. Again, Greenfield had another chance early in the first half on a muff punt by Greendale, late deep in Greenfield territory, but somehow the Greendale returner recovered it, and it was all Greendale after that. Greenfield got a couple long touchdown passes to wide receiver Nate Williams, but the Greendale offense was led by quarterback Landon. Can't think of his last name off the top of my head right now, but he was incredible. Mm-hmm. The arm talent is there, and that Greendale Panther defense, they were swarming.
Colton, I mean, what an atmosphere out there. Channel 24 was there. My friend Mike McGivern was on the sidelines. I got to go on the TV for a little bit with him. But how cool was that atmosphere tonight?
It was great, you know, and then I don't know if you saw Al Snow.
Yes, I did.
WWE wrestler was there.
Yes.
With a couple of his promotion wrestlers from OVW. That was pretty cool to see. And then the Greendale band at halftime put on a performance of something that I've never seen personally out of a high school pep band. It was incredible.
It was good. All right. Dan's got another question.
Well, yeah. First off, the Greendale Band has been something like 20-time state champions.
Yeah.
The Greendale Band is well known for being one of the best in the area. But you mentioned Landon Lopez, the quarterback for Greendale, who clearly had an outstanding game tonight. Greendale may be flying a little bit under the radar because you've got Grafton in that Woodland Conference, and a lot of people, knowing that Grafton was a state champion last year, are thinking of Grafton as the team to beat. But these two teams are going to do battle later this season. It's going to go down in week 8. And I'll be honest with you, it looks like Greendale might give Grafton a game.
I absolutely agree with what I saw tonight. Lopez, thank you for correcting me there, but he's got weapons on the outside. The running back is very slippery. And like I said, that defense is not something to be trifled with. So that week 8 matchup with Grafton, that is one to circle for a couple weeks down the road.
I can see the Wilson boys being a tag team in the Ohio Valley. What do you think of that?
I think a lot of Twitter trolls out there would love to see that. See us in our
thing. Hey, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week as well. Thanks for coming on, and good seeing you again tonight. Colton Wilson from wisports.net. Greendale defeats Greenfield 49-14. Yeah, Al Snow, Cal Hero, the Ohio Valley champion, was there. I mean, it was a star-studded night at Greendale tonight.
Old-school throwdown in Greendale this evening.
It was, man. We're all roaming the side. That was a fun time. Greendale. And by the way, I did not go to Greendale High School. I went to Martin Luther. But I have a better shot at getting into the Greendale Hall of Fame than the Martin Luther Hall of Fame.
And I'll tell you what, too, Chuck. I've done Greendale games before. I live in the city of Greenfield. Between Greendale and Greenfield, when you actually try to do play-by-play for one of those games, you can't keep the two schools straight to save your life. They both wear green.
It's hard
to tell them apart. I remember I almost got kicked out of the press box by some of the Greendale folks because they were tired of me calling them Greenfield.
Or is it just because they just want to get rid of you?
It could be a little bit of both, got to be honest.
All right, we got some good stuff coming up. We got more reporters to get to. We got a lot of games to get to. We're here at 11 o'clock tonight. Thanks to all our reporters calling in. Those guys doing great work in the field. Couldn't do the show without them. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. We're continuing on after this timeout on Football Friday Night.
Recognizes this week's player with heart, Lakeland Sobieski from Berlin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Lakeland is active in sports, 4-H, and FFA, and her experience there has been tremendous.
We do roadside cleanup. We go around in the mornings and we give donuts to local farmers. We just do a lot of community service.
After the 2017 death of her grandparents, Lakeland started an organization called Unimaginable Hope in their honor, helping families deal with tragedy in their lives.
My grandparents were just so involved with the community. They worked at the Berlin School District, and we really wanted to give back to our community, and we felt that that organization would be a perfect way to do it.
Lakeland said agriculture has helped shape who she is.
It's just made me a hard worker. It's made me more grateful for things that I am, because it's taught me you have to work hard for everything.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night here on a beautiful Wisconsin Friday night. I'm Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Let's continue to go around the state. Mike Tronson, Tournament Tronson, DailyDodge.com joining us right now. Trailways Conference. Trailways, both teams needed a win to stay in the playoff race, basically. Cambria Friesland comes out on top over Oshkosh Lords, 32-21. Mike Tronson, the radio veteran, the Duke of Dodge County. Give us the rundown here.
Yeah, you know, guys, this game maybe didn't look that flashy on paper going into it. Cambria Friesland 2-2 overall. Lourdes Academy 1-3. They've dropped three in a row coming into this. But I tell you what, this turned out to be one heck of a really good football game. Each team one team would punch, the other would punch back. Each team scored a touchdown in the first quarter. We were tied at 8 after one. Each team scored a touchdown in the second quarter. It was a 2-point game at the half, 16-14. Cambria Friesland goes up 24-14 in the third period on a 13-yard touchdown run by Carter Drews. And where the game turned in the fourth quarter, after Wade Lindahl, the fine quarterback for Lourdes Academy, cut the deficit to 3 with a 3-yard touchdown run, the Knights of Lourdes Academy had Cambria Friesland facing a 3rd and 17 deep in their own territory. Lourdes at that time had all the momentum. They were within 3. Cambria Friesland with a 3rd and 17, and they convert on a 24-yard pass play from quarterback Dayton McBride to Carson Bermania. A couple plays later, they go in and score on a 15-yard run by Carter Drews, and there's your final, 32-21. Carter Drews and his brother Callan, I call them the Drews brothers in that Cambria Friesland backfield. 3 touchdowns tonight for them. Carter had 2. He's got 12 on the year, and Callan Drews with 1. He now has 6 touchdowns on the year.
All right, Tronny, thank you very much. Good stuff as always. Mike Tronson, DailyDodge.com, and from our affiliate, Beaver Dam, WBEV Radio, ESPN Radio, Beaver Dam, Cambria Friesland, 32-21 over Oshkosh Lourdes. All right, Gary Berlowski from WSCO Radio, our great radio station there, he saw a heck of a game. Double overtime. Gary, tell us how this one finished.
Yeah, Chuck, we may have had the game of the night as the Freedom Irish defeated SEL, Fox Valley Luther Foxes, 43-42 in double overtime. In fact, Freedom had to tie the game with 22 seconds to go in regulation on an 18-yard touchdown pass from Drew Courts to Quinn Brennanstuhl. That tied it at 35. In the first overtime, SEL defense forced a Freedom fumble, but they missed a 26-yard field goal to win it. Then in the first play of the second overtime, FDL took a 7-point lead on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Lucas Papendorf to Nick Martin. But Freedom answered as Drew Courts found Nolan Phillips on a 14-yard touchdown pass to make it a 1-point game. And credit head coach Charlie Jaden for Freedom. He went for 2, and quarterback Drew Courts called his own number, broke a couple tackles at about the 3- and 2-yard line, and then walked into the end zone. So a thrilling victory for Freedom, who's now 5-0 on the season, but a heartbreaking loss for Fox Valley Lutheran that falls to 3-2 on the year. Just an incredible football game here at Fox Valley Lutheran High School.
How much guts does it take to call for a 2-point conversion to win the game with a bunch of 16, 17, and 18-year-old kids? Wow, what a great call by Charlie Jaden. And, you know, Drew Courts, a guy who can throw the ball really well, but it sounds like he's also pretty good on the ground, too. Had nearly 900 yards passing on the season coming into tonight. But, wow, he comes through when he needs to the most.
Yeah, and Coach Jaden called a timeout right after the touchdown, and they obviously decided to go for 2. And it looked like the FDL's defense was there. There were a couple defenders, and as I mentioned, Courts broke a couple tackles and then got into the end zone. And just, again, a tremendous atmosphere here at FDL, and credit to both teams. Just, been, as I said, one, probably the game of the night in the state of Wisconsin.
Very good. Thank you, Gary. Gary Berlowski, Freedom wins 43-42 in double OT. All right, our next stop. Let's go to the city conference. We were talking about this a little earlier. Milwaukee-Hamilton defeated Milwaukee-Reagan 34-20. Michael Whitlow, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us. City conference, as we were talking about, there's some. Sometimes the city conference gets overlooked, and I know they don't have great success in the postseason anymore, but still, you get some good matchups like this one tonight, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. It was one of those games where it felt like maybe the first of 10 was going to win. We had 2 possessions in the first quarter alone. Between the 2 teams, but the action really picked up. There was 3 straight scoring possessions in the second quarter. Hamilton actually had a 14-8 lead at halftime, as you guys probably noted earlier. But then in the third quarter, it was the Terrence Simon show. He had a 36-yard touchdown run with about 4 minutes to go, or 4 minutes into the third quarter. And then 4 minutes later had an 85-yard fumble return for a touchdown that put Hamilton up 20 with about 4:42 to go in the third. But Reagan chipped away. I mean, this was a team that only allowed, at most, I believe, 19 points all season. You know, they're down 20 late in the third, but they chipped away. They got a quick touchdown from about 17 yards out to cut it to two scores. And then they, you know, they score with about 4:11 left to make it 28-20. They couldn't get the two-pointer, which obviously would have been big. It would have been 28-22. And then obviously could have potentially gone for two in the win. They get the ball back. But it looked like one thing that kind of plagued them tonight was snap issues. And it appeared there was one with about 2 minutes to go or so. It just looked like a fumbled snap, looked like a miscommunication there under center. Hamilton recovers, and then one play later, Latavius Brown, who ran for 391 yards last week, is 59 yards. He's in the end zone. It's 34-20, and the game's over. Mm-hmm. So big win for Hamilton. They got a massive showdown in the Richardson division next week with King, but they needed to get this one in terms of their title chances, and this was a big one. Will Lenihan Jr., who also happens to be the athletic director at Hamilton, he was really fired up after this one, and so were his kids.
So was probably Kevon Looney. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. It's funny that, you know, he talked to the kids after the game, and, you know, he's like, this is one of the biggest wins of this program, you know, and he really laid on the motivations that this program had. They were projected to finish second to last in this conference. Yeah.
Wait, Kev, so for them to he was there tonight? Kevon Looney was at the game?
I didn't see him personally. I heard some rumblings.
Wow.
I didn't see him. Me personally, he could have been there. I don't know. Personally,
wow.
I didn't see him. But yeah, it was a huge game for Hamilton. You know, it was one of those games where you see that result, and it's going to be pretty surprising throughout the city, because I think a lot of people were expecting Reagan to continue their march forward towards, you know, a division championship potentially. But Hamilton, they look like the real deal. They got, you know, Jacoby Lockwood, who, you know, Coach Lanningham said, you know, National Honor Society kid, really smart kid. Actually, on the fumble return from Terrence Simon, he's the one that stripped the ball. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's been a bit of a two-way star for them, you know. And like you said, Chuck, you know, the city conference kind of gets overlooked. But these kids, you know, there's some athletes and there's some pretty good talent in this conference. And this division race is going to be really fun all the way down to the wire.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule tonight and calling us in with a report there. Michael Whitlaw from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He saw Milwaukee Hamilton defeat Milwaukee Reagan 34-20. All right, our next stop, let's go to the southwestern part of the state, where Southwestern took on Cuba City. SWAL conference matchup. Cuba City needs a win. Possible collision course down the road with Darlington for a conference title. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio. Cuba City had no issues in this one, 35-0.
No issues at all, Chuck. It was just straight domination from Cuba City, getting their second straight shutout over a SWAL opponent. It started off with Bradley Rose scoring from 1 yard out after receiving the ball to begin the game. They would follow that up with Andy Leffelholt scoring from 11 yards out to make it 14-0 after the first quarter. Then Tyson Richard would find Gavin Vossen for a 36-yard touchdown pass to make it 21-0 to end the first half. And then in the second half, Andy Leffelholt finds the end zone twice, once from 35 yards out in the third quarter, and then from 9 yards out in the fourth. Cuba City also forcing two interceptions on the game, and this team is just firing on all cylinders, just overwhelming their opponents. After dropping 32 points against Potosi Cassville, they have allowed 21 points since. And then, as I said, back-to-back shutouts against SWAL opponents to open conference play. Very impressive for Cuba City.
Very good. Tyler Dictanis, Queen Bee Radio, Cuba City, 35-0 over Southwestern. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Let's continue on here. And our next stop, Fond du Lac, Nick Van Knocker. Nick, Fond du Lac is 0-5, got beat by Kakana 35-20. Boy, they're forced to win some games here down the stretch, the Cardinals are, but give us a rundown on this one, Nick.
Yeah, Coach Flicker said at the end of the game, I asked what his comment was to the team, and he said, we're going to make the greatest comeback in Fond du Lac Cardinal history. So Cardinals, they actually got off to a 7-0 lead, a 26-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter from Williamson Jr., their sophomore quarterback, to Connor Johnson. They went up 7-0, but then they fumbled the football, and Kakana scored a touchdown from 5 yards out. They tacked on another touchdown in the first half to take a 14-7 lead into the halftime locker room. Fadilek turned the ball over twice in the first half, so fortunate to only be down one score. Cardinals came out in the second half, actually tied the game at 14, and then two big pass plays from Kakana that resulted in the back-to-back touchdowns in both possessions for the Ghosts. Cardinals pulled it within one score in the fourth quarter. It was 28-20 on a missed extra point, but then a late touchdown by Kakana gave them a 35-20 lead, as you mentioned, Chuck. Now 0-5, the Cardinals are heading into Appleton East and to take on the Patriots next week.
Now, the thing about Fond du Lac is Appleton East is a winnable game. Hortonville, winnable game. But then you finish with Neenah, and that's going to be a really tough game, and Oshkosh West. And you're going to have to win all four of those games to guarantee yourself a playoff spot. If you drop one, you're right on the bubble at 3-4. I mean, I hate to say this. What are the chances that Fond du Lac doesn't make the playoffs?
There's a very good chance at this point in time. There's no room for error for Fond du Lac. They have to come back here in the second half of the season. And they've got to run the table. So they put themselves in a difficult position. Is it doable? You know, they think that they can. They think they have the talent to be able to run it. But it's going to be a tough task, especially, like you mentioned, Dan, that Neenah game coming up is going to be a difficult one for Fond du Lac.
Good work as always. Nick Van Knocker, KFIZ, Kakana 35-20 over winless Fond du Lac. Beaver Dam took on Plymouth tonight, East Central Conference matchup. And Beaver Dam and Plymouth... Boy, Beaver Dam made a statement tonight, 34-15 in this matchup. You know, it's just odd for me to see Beaver Dam and Plymouth in the same conference, and I don't know, the East Central Conference. It's just Plymouth is near the lake. Beaver Dam is kind of central Wisconsin. Beaver Dam, anyway, wins this game way 34-15.
Yeah, statistically, this game was dominated by the Golden Beavers, but the score closed up and made it interesting. Beaver Dam led 14-0 at the half. They scored on a touchdown late on a fourth down play that Eli Bryant and Jeff Freund from made it 14-0. They had outgained Plymouth 213-26 at the half, only led 14-0 because they had their first turnover of the season, a pick in the end zone. Opening drive of the second half, Maximo Troca picked up a blocked punt for Plymouth, rumbled 53 yards to the house, and all of a sudden it's 21-14 despite Plymouth being dominated. Beaver Dam came back, though, and put together a nice drive that Josiah Barnes finished off with a 45-yard drive. Plymouth answered on a fourth down play. They only went for two, so they were only down 6, 21-15. But Beaver Dam, again, answered with another long drive, and then they housed a 45-yard punt for a score. They win 34-15, outgained Plymouth tonight, 415-126. Brett Shutter had rushed for almost 600 yards. He had 55 on the day. Josiah Barnes, 151 and a touchdown for the Golden Beavers as they make their debut in the East Central Conference in dominating fashion against one of the two teams people picked ahead of them in this league.
Very good, Wade. Wade Bates from ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam wins. We're coming right back after this on Football Friday Night.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Carter Degenhart, from Riverdale High School for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Carter plays football, baseball, and powerlifting. He's involved in FFA, ag mechanics, and takes part in the state tractor driving contest at Farm Tech Days.
You have to back through a lane and then drive through it and back it into a shed. There's another one where you have a four-wheel wagon. You got to pull it out of one shed and back it into another shed. And there's another part where you inspect a tractor to make sure everything's correct on it.
Carter does a lot of volunteer work, helping raise money for a number of organizations, including Blue River Fire and Rescue events. He helps his father and uncle on the farm, and for him, agriculture is a way of life.
Because the farmer doesn't get to decide if the cattle need to eat or not. They have to get up and feed the cattle every morning, and even if you're not a farmer, you can be involved in agriculture through just going to the grocery store and buying, whether it's meat or vegetables or something.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
The Larrivee and LePay podcast is back for season 3. On the latest episode, Wayne and Matt talk live with James White, former Badger running back and Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. You can hear that and every episode of the Larrivee and LePay podcast. Available anytime on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by UW Credit Union. Here for every you. Use your own body's healing properties to revitalize.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Spencey, don't be starting me with the Foreigner here. I'm going to get off track on that one again. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer.
That was last week.
Yes. Spencer Williams. All right, we got four reports to get to. Let's get 60 seconds from each one of these guys before we get to Travis Wilson. Our first up is Sean Davis. He saw Mount Horeb Barneveld defeat Stoughton 54-0. Two unbeaten and ranked teams for the Badgers. South, Mount Horeb Barneveld blows them out, Sean?
See, one side coming in this one, but that's exactly what it turned into. Just impressive in all facets from Mount Horeb. Led only 6-0 after the first quarter and then just exploded in the second. Owen Primusberger had three long touchdown runs, and then they force a strip sack, get the ball inside the Stoughton 30 with 30-some seconds left in the first half, and go double pass from Chris Keel to Primusberger to cap the first half scoring, and it was all but over then. Just really impressive.
Very good. Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal. Mount Horeb Barneveld 54-0 over Stoughton. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio. He saw Platteville defeat Lancaster 44-12. the Southwest Conference champs, the defending champs, bounce back tonight.
Yes, they did. It was actually 44-22. Mm-hmm. Lancaster had a 19-7 lead in the second quarter. Blyville scored twice to take the lead. Lancaster got a field goal at the end of the first half to go up one, and you would have never thought that Platteville would be able to pitch a shutout in the second half, but they did. Jerron Blevins had three touchdown catches. T.J. Pink had four touchdown passes, and they really had a couple of opportunities, Lancaster did, and Platteville got three turnovers on them in the second half, and really, clearly their biggest win of the year by far. And it means, because Prairie du Chien hammered River Valley tonight, that Prairie du Chien is all alone in first in the SWC with Platteville and Lancaster and Valley a half game behind.
Very good. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio saw that matchup tonight.
Steve Prestigard,
the teammates.
Yes.
At Queen Bee Radio.
Yes.
All right, I'm looking ahead here. And it was 44-22, Platteville defeating Lancaster. Let's see where we're going to go here next. Phil Nee from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Ithaca wins 42-7. First season for Ithaca in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Cashed in one of the contenders. Ithaca flexing its muscles tonight.
Indeed, they are playing really well. Ithaca looked really strong tonight, getting out to the 35-0 lead at halftime, got the continuous clock going. The Bulldogs did it with defense as well, recovered a fumble, picked off a couple of passes, and set up some long touchdown runs. Wyatt Hilby has three rushes on the night for touchdowns. Quarterback Keegan Jones throws two touchdown passes to Channing Brown, and the Bulldogs are 5-0 to start and 3-0 in the conference. Cashton falls to 3-2, 2-1 in the Gloves.
Very good, Phil. Phil Nee joining us, the veteran from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Scenic Bluff Conference action tonight, and Ithaca gets the job done. All right, let's go to the Bay Conference. Dan Nelson from Zaleski Sports. Wapaka and Seymour. Wapaka coming off an upset of Fox Valley Lutheran for its first win. Seymour had a pretty good year. They're 4-0 going in. Dan, what was the final score, and how did this one turn out?
The final score was 56-32 for Seymour. Tight game at halftime, actually, with 25 seconds left to go in the first half. It was 20-19, Seymour over Wapaka. Seymour drove 70 yards in 25 seconds to go up 26-19 at half. And then it was all Seymour in the second half. They forced two turnovers right away. Wapaka's first two possessions, Seymour forced turnovers and ended up driving down the field after both and scoring. Caden Staffelt, quarterback, junior quarterback, accounted for five touchdowns for Seymour, three through the air and two on the ground. Big game next week for Seymour against that Fox Valley Lutheran team that Wapaka just upset.
Good stuff, and thanks for the debut. Dan Nelson from Zaleski Sports making his debut for Wapaka and Seymour tonight. Travis Wilson joining us from WisSports.net. He joins us always in the last hour of the show to get his take on a few things, and met his brother tonight, Colton, at the Greenfield-Greendale game.
Yeah, good stuff, Chuck, knowing that you got the chance to meet a few members of the Wilson family. You know, Travis, I was looking at 1-1 versus 1-1 games going into tonight in the Milwaukee area. You had Germantown going up against Brookfield East. You probably thought Wisconsin Lutheran had the edge on Whitnall, and indeed they did pile up 54 points on them. But going into this week, when you're a 1-1 team going up against another 1-1 team, and maybe you think you should be a little better than your record shows, is there any motivation to not fall to 1-2 and put yourself in that position where 500 maybe is something you're thinking about as being on the bubble for the playoffs come week 8 and 9?
Well, week 3 of the high school football season in conference play certainly is an important one. It's moving week. Those teams that are 1-1, as you mentioned, there's a huge difference between winning in week 3 and going to 2-1 and losing in week 3 and going to 1-2. That is a huge difference. Every game counts the same, whether it's week 3 or week 9. So if you can get that extra game, it is huge for any remaining conference title aspirations, first of all, but also, of course, the big one in the playoffs.
I thought Beaver Dam beating Plymouth tonight 34-15, I thought that was a little bit of a head-turner. Plymouth has been one of those perennial playoff teams, and then Beaver Dam gets the job dominating tonight.
Yeah, Beaver Dam's a good team. I tell you, Brock Lindy's got a good thing going there with the Golden Beavers. A nice win. I would categorize it as an upset. Plymouth was undefeated and, ranked in the top 10 of the latest Wisports.net coaches poll, but a good win for Beaver Dam. And speaking of the Beavers, I got to give a plug, guys, for my Reedsburg Beavers. The game I was at tonight as a coach this year with my son, a junior. Last week, I thought we used all of our nine lines. We recovered a onside kick with under a minute left and drove down to kick a winning field goal as time expired. Tonight was even more wild. We were down by one, turned it over on downs late, where the other team could have, Sparta could have almost kneeled it out. They passed on first down, and we picked it off somehow and went down and scored a winning touchdown in the closing minutes to get a, I can't remember the score now, 28-24 win over Sparta.
27-24, yeah.
Like yeah, 27-24. Two cardiac arrest-type games in a row for my Reedsburg Beavers.
Well, you know how you fix that? You go to Quick Trip and get yourself some goodies over there. That'll save you for the night.
I grabbed a chocolate milk and a fish sandwich already.
There you go. Well, I think it's cats with nine lives. Apparently, Beavers have about 45, Travis. Looking at Division One, we talked a little bit earlier with Tony Giordano about how good Kimberly is. We know in the Milwaukee area, you've got Marquette, the defending Division One state champions. You've got Franklin looking really good again. You've got Arrowhead and Muskego and Maguanago and Oconomowoc all lingering in the Classic Eight. Can you remember a year when D1 has felt as up for grabs as it feels right now?
Not necessarily. There's a lot of depth in the top of Division One. There's not that dominant standout team. I mean, even Kimberly is the top ranked team the last couple weeks. I don't know if that's the Kimberly that we saw a few years ago when they were on their run of 70 straight games or whatever it was. But very good team. Lots of very good teams. And the Classic Eight, as you mentioned, is absolutely loaded. Did I see, was it 7-3 Arrowhead over Muskego tonight? Was that the final in that one?
That was the final.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Muskego's now got two losses already in the Classic Eight. Both of them very competitive. But Arrowhead, Muskego, Maguanago, and Oconomowoc are all going to be there at the end. We know that. Waukesha West is solid, although they're a Division II team. Interested to see how things go with Franklin the rest of the year. They scored a win over Oak Creek tonight. They've still got, I think, Racine Case on the schedule, if I remember correctly. Or maybe they already played them. I can't remember. Either way, I mean, Franklin's going to have a pretty sterling record at the end of the season, and you know they'll be up there despite some pretty significant graduation losses last year.
You know, the southwestern part of the state, great football played down there, Cuba City and Darlington and all that. What do you like out of that area? What are you seeing in the early stages or the midway part of the season right now? What are you seeing of that part of the state, Travis?
Well, Prairie du Chien is a team I really like. I didn't see their score tonight, but I'm assuming that they got a win. They lost early to Aquinas in a very competitive game, but they've taken care of business since then in the SWC. So really like Prairie du Chien, and their senior do everything guy Blake Beery plays running back, tight end, linebacker. He is committed to Indiana. Was one of the best long snappers in the country. An incredible football player. When you have a guy like that, especially with a small school, you know, that can carry you quite a bit. So I like them. I like Darlington, even though they lost Prairie du Chien. That's a good team down in that way. And Potosi-Cassville, Blackhawk Warren, River Ridge, a trio of Six Rivers teams stand out as well.
Yeah, Prairie du Chien gets a 63-8 victory over River Valley tonight, so they're looking good right now as well. I'm actually going to take you a little bit further to the northwest. Up, I'm getting a signal that
We got to run.
Sorry about that, Travis. We'll talk about it next week.
Sounds good.
Right, Travis Wilson for Wisports.net. We got to come back and get to the scoreboard next. We're coming right back. This is Chuck Friedman along with Dan Pfeiffer. Football Friday night, powered by Wisports.net.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company.
Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
There are no words to describe it. The isolation. The boredom. The loneliness. If you're wondering where your teenage son or daughter's spirit went, you're hardly alone. The past year has been devastating, especially for them. But here's the good news. They might just find it again, playing high school sports. Workouts that stimulate, teammates and coaches that care, the sense of belonging so many of us have been missing lately. That's what school sports are all about. The sense of achievement is real, and the camaraderie is hard to beat. Coping with uncertainty is difficult, but school sports can help the teenagers in your family start feeling like themselves again. Encourage them to give it a try. High school sports, it's so much more than a game.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Are you ready?
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Football Friday night. This is Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer. And we are down the stretch we go. We're going to get to the scoreboard coming up here in a little bit. John Roberts is going to join us from WJMC in Rice Lake. Rice Lake, I think, has got visions of great things again this year. They flexed their muscles against Chippewa Falls tonight, 47-30. John, this Rice Lake program just continues to win football games.
Yeah, they do. They've got an offense that is really, really good. They're really balanced. I mean, they got everybody back from last year's state title team. They didn't lose a whole lot on defense. And, you know, Chi High, they're a really good team. And they bounced, they came back tonight. But Rice Lake, they're rolling right now. They've got 17 straight or 18 straight wins.
Very good. Hey, man, thanks for checking in. We'll check in with you down the road, as well as Rice Lake rolls 47-30 over Chippewa Falls, known in the Chippewa Falls area as Chi High.
Talent up and down on that Rice Lake team. Jacob Coons, a quarterback. Lucas Peters, he's a running back and a linebacker. Zach Orr plays wide receiver and defensive back. I mean, yeah, they were really good last year, and you know what? It sounds like they're even better this year.
All right, let's get to the scoreboard. We might have that Sun Prairie East and West game. One of our reporters, we're going to get him in here, hopefully by the end, but we'll get to the scoreboard right now. Milwaukee area. Heartland Arrowhead defeated Muskego 7-3 in the Classic 8. Maguatego 49-20 over Pewaukee. Also, crossover game with the Metro as Oconomowoc wins 35-7. Greater Metro, Marquette 45, Menominee Falls 7. Sussex Hamilton 55, West Allis Hale nothing. Also, it was Germantown 21-7 over Brookfield East. North Shore Conference play. Homestead 2-0 in a forfeit over West Bend East. Slinger defeats Nicolet 48-0. Cedarburg 56-14, Downing Whitefish Bay. Also, Hartford blows out West Bend West 41-18. In the Parkland Conference, Catholic Memorial defeats New Berlin West 42-0. Wauwatosa West downs Tosa East 28-21. Franklin in the Southeast Conference 52-21. They blew out Oak Creek. Horlick defeats Kenosha Bradford in a longstanding rivalry 49-14. Racine Case defeats crosstown rival Park 45-14. Woodland Conference, Greendale 49-14 over Greenfield. It was Wisconsin Lutheran blowing out Whitnall 54-33. City Conference, Milwaukee Hamilton 34-20 over Reagan. And in the Metro Classic, Racine St. Catharines 40-6 over Martin Luther.
Let's head to the Madison area, where last night it was the Cardinals of Middleton getting a big 8 victory over Janesville Parker 26-14. Tonight, the Battle of Sun Prairie at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. Sun Prairie East defeats Sun Prairie West 49-16. Sun Prairie West has started this season 0-5. However, the Cardinals of Sun Prairie East now 3-0 in Badger large play. Monona Grove gets a victory over Milton tonight. They knock Milton from the ranks of the unbeaten with a 26-21 win. Nice win for the Silver Eagles. And DeForest had no issues with Oregon. Final score in that one, 31-7 Norskies over Panthers. In the Badgers small, how about Mount Horeb-Barneveld? This was supposed to be a very good game against Stoughton. Guess what? Mount Horeb-Barneveld just blew Stoughton out of the building. 54-0 your final score. We talked with Sean Davis about this one earlier. Just a stunning result. Mount Horeb-Barneveld, the number 4 ranked team in Division 3, going up against the number 8 ranked team in Division 3 and looking like the much, much better team. Edgewood over Portage 42-12 in the Badger small as well. Big 8 conference, Verona over Madison La Follette 44-6. Madison Memorial, they moved to 4-1 on the season and bounced back from last week's loss with a 36-14 win over Madison West. Janesville Craig over Madison East 58-21. Capital Conference, a lot of home teams getting victories tonight. Columbus over Bigfoot in a big way 57-13. A shutout for Lake Mills over Beloit Turner 21-0. A shutout for Lodi over Clinton 35-0. East Central Conference, Beaver Dam over Plymouth, a good win for Beaver Dam 34-15 as they knock Plymouth from the ranks of the unbeaten. Cuba City shuts out Southwestern East Dubuque 35-0. Platteville, they double up Lancaster 44-22 in the SWC, and in the Trailways it was Johnson Creek over Palmyra Eagle 43-6.
In the Fox Valley, in the eastern part of the state, Fox Valley Association, Kimberly blows out Appleton East 42-14, Kaukauna 35-20 over Fond du Lac. Appleton North 24-13 defeating Hortonville. It was Nina 29-10 over Oshkosh West. Bay Conference, Seymour 56-32 rolling by Wapaka. Bay Northeastern Conference crossover, Fox Valley Lutheran and Freedom play a score fest. Freedom wins 43-42 in double OT. Big East Conference, Cedar Grove, Belgium, 43-0 over Hilbert. It was Lomira, 56-0 over Amro in the flyway. And in the Trailways, Cambria Friesland downs Lords of Oshkosh, 32-21.
2-point conversion run for Drew Courts of Freedom to win that game for the Irish. An outstanding conference crossover game in the Bay and Northeastern between Freedom and Fox Valley Lutheran. Let's head further north to the north central part of the state, the Northwoods, if you will. There are lots of evergreens in the Northwoods. There are also lots of evergreens at DC Everest because that's their nickname. 36-25, DC Everest defeats Marshfield tonight in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. The Coleman Cougars putting Shai Octon into a Coleman cooler this evening. 50-6, your final score in that one. And it was the Raiders of Medford getting a win in the Great Northern Conference as they top Lakeland by the final score of 40-8.
All right, in the northwestern part of the state, Eau Claire area, last night Regis defeated Fall Creek 26-0. Wisconsin Valley was Eau Claire North. Tonight, 28-16 over Eau Claire Memorial, Stevens Point, and Hudson. Hudson wins in that one, 21-14. Also in the Big Rivers, 47-30, Rice Lake over Chippewa Falls. It was New Richmond defeating River Falls, 40-7. Cooley Conference, Aquinas defeats Luther, 40-7. Dairyland, Pepa Allman, 38-34 over Blair Taylor. Middle Border, Prescott downs Somerset, 30-28. Baldwin-Woodville defeats Ellsworth 32-15. Yes, Baldwin Woodville wins that game. Final in overtime in the Mississippi Valley, La Crosse Logan outlasts Onalaska by the count of 36-35. Scenic Bluffs Conference, Ithaca over Cashton 42-7. Cloverbelt, it was Mondovi rolling by Neillsville Graham 82-6. All right, let's get the wrap up of Sun Prairie West and Sun Prairie East. East wins this game handily. Marcus Carsons from the Sun in Sun Prairie had the wrap-up of this game. Marcus, give us about 45 to 60 seconds on this game.
Yeah, so it was the third-ever matchup between the Sun Prairie East Cardinals and Sun Prairie West Wolves. The Sun Prairie East Cardinals come out on top 49-16 over the Sun Prairie West Wolves. The leader, really, for the Cardinals was Brady Kaufman, who accounted for 5 total touchdowns, 3 rushing, 2 receiving. He was nominated player of the game following the game. And Sun Prairie East wins the border battle, so they have a trophy with Wolves Cardinals. It goes to the Cardinals. The Cardinals now advance to 3-0 all-time versus the Wolves. The Wolves fall to 0-3. And then on the season, the Sun Prairie East Cardinals get to above 500 for the first time this season, 3-2 on the season, while the Wolves fall to 0-5 on the season.
Very good. Marcus Carstens from the Sun in Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie East and West. I was on his show in Sun Prairie this week talking about the split of the high schools, and this is the second time these two schools have met.
Yeah, actually, he said it was the third time. I got it wrong earlier. I thought it was the second time as well. But, yeah, Sun Prairie East, we had kind of known all along.
Third time with playoffs, I think.
Yes. This is one of those situations where it's if you're familiar with the Friday Night Lights show, you know, this is kind of a similar thing that was going on in that. That was fiction. This is reality. But Sun Prairie East does seem to have gotten a little bit more of the talent. Sun Prairie West, now again, 0-5 on the season thus far, 0-3 in the Badger Large. They've got a hole to dig out of, and I hate to say this, but it's looking like Sun Prairie West probably not destined for the postseason this year.
You know, when you divide the talent like that, Fadillac several years ago, they thought about getting 2 high schools and dividing Fadillac-Goodrich, and they voted it down, and they wanted to keep all the coaches wanted to keep at Fadillac, 1 high school, and they did. You know, we've seen what had happened in other schools, and I think Sun Prairie, you had a dominating school there, and now you're dividing the talent with the 2 high schools.
Yeah, and you know, keep in mind, too, that these schools were, when it was just 1 Sun Prairie school, they were in Division I, and they were a very good Division I school. For the most part, they've moved to Division II in most sports, including football. But yeah, you know, they're still a little bit beneath maybe the top schools in Division II. It's kind of funny, actually, Chuck, to look at the statewide rankings. The Badger Large, we're so used to seeing Sun Prairie East in there and, you know, Wanakee. The only team that was ranked from the Badger Large coming into this week was Middleton, and they lose to Monona Grove 26-21 tonight.
We are headed toward the playoffs in 4 weeks. We have 4 weeks of the regular season left.
It goes so fast. It's not fair, Chuck, because this is so much fun.
We haven't had any games delayed around the state because of rain so far.
Thanks for saying that, Chuck. Be a fan.
All right. For Spencer Williams, the King of Kohler, my name is Chuck Freeman, and Dan Pfeiffer, my co-host. Thanks for joining us, as you do every Friday night. We're wrapping up all our high school football coverage on Football Friday Night. Football Friday Night, powered by WisSports.net. Tonight's show brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. My name is Chuck Freeman. We'll see you week 6 of the high school football season next Friday night at 9:30. Good night, everybody.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson.